BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A series of cyber attacks has hit companies and organisations in dozens of countries worldwide. A virus paralysed thousands of computers, with hackers demanding money to restore access. Experts say the hack appears to have exploited a vulnerability in Microsoft systems. It was fixed earlier this year, but some big organisations had failed to do an update. President Trump is facing growing questions about whether he surreptitiously recorded his conversations with the FBI chief, James Comey, whom he sacked on Tuesday. In an interview with Fox News, the president said he didn't want to talk about it. Leading Democrats have demanded copies of any recordings. Thousands of elderly Venezuelans have taken to the streets of the capital Caracas and other cities to protest against the government of Nicolas Maduro and show their anger at the worsening economic crisis. Police used pepper gas to try to control the crowds. 12 rebels from Colombia's FARC group have been officially reintegrated into civilian life after becoming the first group to complete a disarmament process monitored by the United Nations. Thousands of rebels have handed over their weapons since the FARC signed a peace deal with the government last year, marking the end of more than five decades of conflict. The former captain who crashed the Costa Concordia cruise ship in Italy, Francesco Schettino, has begun his 16-year jail term after the country's highest court upheld his sentence. 32 people died in the disaster more than 5 years ago. Pope Francis has joined tens of thousands of pilgrims from all over the world for a candlelit vigil and prayers at the Fatima Shrine Complex in Portugal. The Pope is due to declare two new saints on Saturday. And in football, Chelsea have been crowned champions of the English Premier League with two games to spare. They beat West Brom 1-0 in a hard-fought match. BBC News.